So in previous years, how had your coronavirus vaccine research projects been funded?
Well, you know, it's very much hand to mouth when you're doing pandemic vaccines between pandemics. No one sees them as a priority. And so, you know, we've really had to self-fund our research for most of that time. You know, we've struggled to get, you know, Australian government funding. But fortunately, you know, we've received a lot of funding from the US government because they've seen pandemic vaccine preparedness as an important area. And so we've seen a dearth of funding in Australia, but fortunately, the US government think what we do is important and have funded us for really the last 15 years.
And so you guys had a vaccine for SARS, which is a coronavirus, and that only made it part of the way. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so back in 2003, we had the SARS outbreak, which rapidly spread to a number of countries, killed about 800 people. It had a 10% mortality rate, which meant if you actually got infected, there was a 10% chance you would actually die from it. So very serious. And so we developed a vaccine against that. We tested it in mice and proved that it was extremely effective at preventing SARS. And then the plan was obviously to take that to human trials. But unfortunately, because by then the SARS had been controlled by quarantine, so it had actually been eradicated, the priority of developing a vaccine fell. And so as a consequence, the funding simply wasn't there to do the human trial. So that was the end of that program.
And so how could it have been different if the funding stayed and the vaccine was created?
So the COVID-19 virus that's causing the current pandemic is basically a close relative of SARS. It's 80% genetically similar, so it's almost like an identical twin. There's very few differences. It behaves the same way. It binds the same human receptor. So if we'd actually been able to get our SARS vaccine into humans, you know, we could have instantly got a vaccine out within about 4 weeks of discovery of COVID-19 and rapidly moved that into humans as well based on our experience with SARS. So it really has set us back a few months, the fact that we didn't get to progress our SARS vaccine further. So with COVID-19, we've had to go back to square one and build it forward. And so, you know, it's now taken us 3 months to get to the point where we're now looking to get to human trials in the next, well, hopefully, the next 6 to 8 weeks.
And so how has your funding changed since COVID-19 was labelled a pandemic? Has there been any change?
No. So we've received nothing from the Australian government through any of their sources. Unfortunately, we have had a little bit of support from the US government to supplement our existing contracts with them, but still silence on the Australian side, which is obviously very disappointing being an Australian research group.
Yeah, that must be, I can't even imagine how incredibly frustrating that must be. But looking back toward what you said before, how you said trials might be coming in the 6 to 8 weeks, what's the next step for the vaccine that you've got at the moment?
The next step is the human trials. So we're just putting all the paperwork together at the moment. I know the clinicians are champing at the bit, who will be leading the clinical trial. They're keen to go tomorrow. As I say, we just now need to get all the appropriate paperwork and authorizations in place, and then we'll be starting the human trial.
Well, that's exciting news, regardless of the fact that you haven't had any government report. Look, Nikolai, I'll let you get back to your day, but thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
It's a real pleasure.